Last week, we celebrated National Ag Week, and South Carolinians took full advantage. There were four major ag-related events in 3 days. I caught up with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers on Thursday afternoon at the Certified South Carolina Showcase in downtown Columbia.
Commissioner, it's been a busy week in the Columbia area.
Well, you're right. It's National Agricultural Week, so we certainly have taken advantage of it, and been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has. And today, the third annual Certified SC Showcase, and we've had a couple of educational sessions this morning, but the real event starts now.
That's why we put it on, so we can bring farmers or suppliers together with buyers and see if they can find ways to do more business together. I mean, it's nice. You need the education so that you understand you don't go down a path that's the wrong way to go. But the real reason for being in the business is to make new opportunities available.
And speaking of education, that's what yesterday was all about at the Phillips Market Center with the Ag Tech and Business Forum. Very well attended, and some excellent seminars there. And I mean, tech, I mean, that's what it's all about in farming now.
You can't sit still with regards to technological innovation, because in 2 months' time, it'll be a totally different conversation. You know, agriculture didn't get to where it is in 2024 without innovation in 1954, 64, 74, whatever, to get us to this point. Now, we won't recognize it in 2034 by any stretch, or maybe 2026. So you have to stay in the game to see what makes sense for your operation, and then see what with regards to processing as well. So that's where we've focused a little bit more of our research, is where can we streamline the processing, because we all got to address the labor availability.
So it's been, as we said, a busy week. What's next, the next big event for SCDA on the calendar? What's coming up down the road?
I can't remember.
So that's why you have staff, right?
Next week is easy, I know that.
So,
for us, the budget process, if you compare it to, hey, it's baseball season now, so yeah. We're in about the second inning of it. We had an at-bat this morning with the Senate Finance Committee. So for the things that we have been able to do in the Department of Agriculture, it takes money. So our job is to convince the leadership of South Carolina that the investments they make in the Department of Agriculture will benefit all of South Carolina by way of a growing agricultural industry.